The state is taking a wait-and-see approach on Jim Wiles' appeal. The Central resident is appealing his conviction on misdemeanor charges stemming from a confrontation with rangers on the Yukon River inside the Yukon-Charlie River's National Preserve in 2010. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, Wiles' appeal transcends his own case, challenging the agency's authority to conduct law enforcement on navigable rivers owned by the state.
The Alaska Department of Law has shied away from the Jim Wild case. Ann Nelson, an assistant attorney general in the Natural Resources section, says the state stepped back from the aggressive role it took initially in Wild's criminal trial and is instead focused on another case challenging Park Service authority on navigable waters. Anchorage resident John Sturgeon is suing the Park Service for banning him from using a hovercraft on waters inside Yukon-Charlie. Nelson says the Sturgeon case is a better fit for state intervention.
The direct issue that's being litigated is whether these regulations can apply to state-owned land and waters within national parks and preserves. And the issue in Mr. Wild's case centers more on his behavior after he was approached by the park rangers.
Nelson says it's unclear how the Wild appeal will play out and cannot say definitively whether or not the state will jump back in. Wild was sentenced earlier this month to over $2,000 in fines for interfering with an officer, failing to obey a lawful order, and having an unregistered boat. Wild's attorney, Bill Satterberg, says they are not appealing the facts of what happened between Wild and rangers trying to stop him for a boat safety inspection. Satterberg says the issue is the same one John Sturgeon is suing over, whether the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act prevents the Park Service from policing state rivers inside conservation system units.
Basically, what happened is that when ANILCA was enacted, the government did not have enforcement authority on Alaska rivers, or on the lands, if you will, underneath the Alaska rivers as well. The Park Service maintained that subsequent to ANILCA, they had enacted regulations that gave them that authority. Basically, they assumed that authority through their regulation and rulemaking powers, which the state of Alaska has been fighting the issue with the feds for quite some time.
Satterberg says he's disappointed the state dropped out of the Wild case. He says he also supports the Sturgeon case, but that the court system will likely deal with Wild's appeal first, with a possible hearing this summer. A federal magistrate allowed Wild's criminal trial to proceed last winter, ruling the Park Service has authority to do on-water law enforcement in Yukon-Charlie. Park Service spokesman John Quinley says it's a matter of overlapping laws that needs to be sorted out.
As you look at ANILCA itself, there are several sections where Congress told us to manage things that are related to water, fish habitat being one of them. And it speaks to our management of rivers and waters. So it's not a straightforward question. You have to sort of look at the entire act.
Quinley says the intent of Congress in establishing national parks across the country included some water management. He says the Park Service is also responsible for visitor safety, and boat inspections are part of that. The legal ground has most recently been complicated by a restriction placed on the Yukon-Charlie Preserve in a federal spending bill by Alaska Congressman Don Young. It prevents Yukon-Charlie managers from spending money to enforce boating regulations on the water. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.